The word epiphany means manifestation. Like I said, it's a feast of light, of splendor, of revelation, of grace. It's also a feast about a king and about being stewards of the king, stewards of his grace. Our first reading from the prophet Isaiah proclaims, "Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem, your light has come." Don't just get up and come to church, slump shoulders, head down, trying to be here without anyone noticing. No, rise up in splendor. Now, maybe for you, that means getting dressed up really nice for the Lord of Light. But the primary reference is to the splendor of the Lord shining within your soul as grace. In that regard, rise up in splendor means recognize, acknowledge, and stir up the grace that has been given to you. In our second reading today from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, he acknowledges a particular grace that he's been given. Paul's particular grace was to make known the revelation of all non-Jewish people, you and me, as also being co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise given to us in Christ Jesus. When Paul realized his own particular calling to the Gentiles, he was tireless in pursuing it. In his letter to the Galatians, he wrote that by God's power, Paul was made an apostle to the Gentiles, just as Peter was made an apostle to the Jews. And when Paul realized this, he knew he had to act on it. And so he too rose up in splendor, not his own splendor, but in the splendor of that grace. He rose up in the grace of his calling. Jesus epiphanied, manifested to Paul the particular grace that he was given. And it wasn't the only grace Paul received, or even the first grace. Like you and me, Paul had been graced with family and friends. Like you and me, he was graced with the friendship of Jesus, with baptism, confirmation, Holy Communion, reconciliation. He was also given a particular grace of being an apostle to the Gentiles. He wasn't the only one to receive that grace, but he is probably the best known. In the reading today, he talks about his responsibility in being a steward of God's grace, which is another way of saying his responsibility to act on the grace given to him. You and I have many graces in common. We are encouraged to remember them frequently, to be grateful for them, not to take them for granted. We share together in the sacraments, in friendship with Jesus, in the family and the friends around us, including that family we call the communion of saints. And each of us has also been given a particular grace. And we have to be responsible stewards of that grace too. Maybe your grace is an eye for seeing the good in others. Rise up in splendor and use it. Maybe your grace is making things or people more beautiful. Rise up in splendor and use it. Maybe it's explaining things to people, making people feel welcomed, an eye for detail in planning. Or maybe you're a big picture or a big idea person. Rise up in splendor and use them. Maybe it's leading people, business acumen, finances, working with your hands. Rise up in splendor and use them. Maybe it's communicating with people. Maybe it's making friendships, bringing laughter and joy to others. Rise up in splendor and use them. Use your particular grace The list can go on. It's good to ask the Lord to reveal to you, just as he revealed to St. Paul, your particular grace. But we must be ready to act on it, to be good stewards with it. Being a good steward of God's grace is how we proclaim the gospel to those around us. When you're stewarding your grace rightly, it includes sharing of Jesus Christ in one way or another. It has to. I was just talking with one of our alumni from here who shared that in her secular job, her bosses are very good at what they do, but they're also comfortable leading the company without hiding their own faith. They don't impose it on others or make things awkward for others, but rather it's true freedom and true tolerance, where people are not afraid to share their faith. A friend shared with me recently how his office had a Christmas party, and they wanted a group of the office folks to sing Christmas songs, but had to sing songs that offended no one. Apparently, secular songs are deemed inoffensive, and religious songs are deemed offensive. But wouldn't it be beautiful to hear Christians sing Christian songs, Muslims sing Muslim songs, Jews, Jewish songs, etc., each allowed to express their faith meekly, that is, confidently, but without any hint of coercion. True freedom, true tolerance. That's exactly the kind of king that we have. A king who comes to us meekly, that is, confident in the truth and the grace that he reveals, but presenting it as an invitation, as grace, which leaves it up to you and me to recognize, acknowledge, and choose to steward that grace. In the gospel, the Magi are excited about the birth of this new king. A whole new kind of king. Kings like Herod are troubled by a king who comes not in force and coercion, but with the freedom of grace and the beauty of truth. This new king is the one who bestowed on the Magi the grace of the star. And they were good stewards in following that star. They were also good stewards in bringing their gifts before this new king. It was interesting in the gospel how the first thing they did was to pay him homage, to prostrate themselves in worship. And the very next thing they did was to steward their gifts, to bring forth their gifts to him. They each offered him something different. They honored him in different ways. One with gold, very practical, business type gift from one maybe blessed with financial acumen. One with frankincense, a visionary gift from one who could see the big picture that this king was also divine. And one with myrrh, a very somber gift from one who understood suffering in life and the necessity for this king to redeem suffering with his own death. Jesus is the one that gave them those gifts. And they responded, they acted, they stewarded those gifts to make a fitting return. Christ has epiphanied, manifested to you and me many graces, including a particular grace. We must recognize, acknowledge, and act on them, steward them in our own grateful response. So here's the homework for the week. Pray for yourself and others to recognize, acknowledge, and steward your graces, sharing them with others and giving the credit to Jesus. Someone compliments you, you say, thanks be to God. Praise the Lord for the grace he's given to each one of us.